We just getting started, baby. Did anybody see what Mr. Wardell Steph Curry did to the Portland Trail Blazers? They were nobodies. They beat the Giants. Trash. They beat the Broncos. Trash. If you ever watched Dragon Ball Z, my man's was Super Saiyan. I couldn't wear this until we actually caught a dub. And he did all of this damage in 36 minutes. Let that sink in. They beat the Eagles, trash, the Cowboys, trash, the Bengals, trash, the Jaguars, trash. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here on Rob's Two Cents. My good people, Hello, world. I'd like to welcome y'all back to the show that's hot with your boy, Rob Scott. This is Rob's Two Cents. What's going on, everybody? Hope everybody's doing good. Hope everybody's enjoying this Tuesday and the week that's gone down so far. Today is the big day, y'all. Today is the start of the very much anticipated NBA Finals. Now, I know some of you guys out there, you guys are true LeBron fans. And I know you guys want to see your boy LeBron in the NBA Finals. I apologize. That's not going to be happening this year. He might be back next year. We don't know. Will Dame go to the Los Angeles Lakers? Will Kawhi go to the Los Angeles Lakers? I mean, teams, LeBron still does have that appeal where teams want to play with him. We shall see. But we're not going to talk about what's going to happen during the offseason. We're getting ready to talk about what's going down tonight at 8 o'clock Central Time. The start to the NBA Finals, where we will see the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Phoenix Suns. Now, that is exciting to me. We have some fresh blood in the NBA Finals. It just feels good to see somebody other than Steph Curry, somebody other than LeBron, participating in this year's NBA Finals. I know I'm happy. I'm ecstatic. I want Chris Paul to win his first ring. I know I'm biased, but Chris Paul is just like the last of the Mohicans for that real tough era. Just a real pit bull. But before we get into what I think is going to happen tonight and throughout this series of the Suns versus the Bucks, in order to know where you're going, you got to know where we came from. And we have to talk about the road travel. Let me know in the comment section when we get to that part who you think is going to win the NBA Finals. Just simply put the Suns or simply put the Bucks, and we're going to go through those answers. But first, we have to talk about Milwaukee. Milwaukee had, they began their playoff journey getting revenge on the team that eliminated them last year in the NBA playoffs versus the Miami Heat. As we all know, Miami went on to go to the NBA Finals in the bubbles where they lost to the Los Angeles Lakers 4-2. But it left a sour taste in Milwaukee's mouth because everybody thought that Milwaukee was prime and ready to make a real playoff run. And that didn't happen last year. So they came out this season and came out this playoffs firing as they swept the Miami Heat. Now, I heard a good topic early or a good segment that they were saying that they feel that the Suns had an easy road where every team they played was injured. And that's true. But that can also hold true for the Milwaukee Bucks. Because even though Victor Oladipo hadn't been there long enough with Miami to really gauge of what could have been, we know what Victor Oladipo can do individually. We've seen the Indiana teams that he's led. We've seen the Orlando Magic teams that he's led. We didn't really get to see that much of him in Houston. But we know Victor Oladipo can ball. Victor Oladipo is a true hooper. And I was actually pretty excited to see what him and Jimmy Butler can do together as one of the next duels in the NBA. Unfortunately, on a dunk, I believe, he injured himself, didn't make it to the postseason. The Miami Heat, of course, had to go on without him. And it was just too much Giannis in that series. Giannis had his way with the Miami Heat. If we go look at their stats, I can tell you right now, Giannis just dog-walked this team. He averaged 23.5 points for that series, along with 15 rebounds and 7.8 assists. Doing it everywhere, even giving you two steals and at least one block a game. And he was doing it on 45% field goal percentage from the field. We know he's not much of a three-point shooter. He only averaged 6.3% from the three-point line. You know, Giannis needs to stick to what he does best, and that is to get into the lane. And we saw Jrue Holiday make his postseason appearance for the Milwaukee Bucks, having himself a pretty great series as he averaged 15.3 points that series. Just an absolute stud. So did Chris Middleton, averaging 21.5 points that series. And just to round out that big three, just too much of them and not enough Miami. Jimmy Butler was way out that series. I mean, he shot 29.7% from the field. And we know Jimmy Buckets is a stud, but I don't know what it was, whether it was, you know, he didn't go into the season completely healthy, and it was just too much of Milwaukee for the Heat to handle. So Milwaukee easily dispensed of the Miami Heat. We get to the second round, and a lot of people said whoever won this series was going to win the NBA championship, because now we were going to see the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Brooklyn Nets. Now, everybody know what was said about the Brooklyn Nets. This was supposed to be an automatic championship this year. We saw one of the greatest big threes ever assembled in the NBA in Kevin Durant, in James Harden, in Kyrie Irving. Three guys that can individually each go for 60 a night. I mean, we thought that the Brooklyn Nets were just going to be a powerhouse. You add a LaMarcus Aldridge. You add a Blake Griffin. You have a Joe Harris, who's a former three-point champion. You have a Jeff Green, who just has all the intangibles. The Brooklyn Nets look prime and ready to make a championship run. Now, unfortunately, due to heart problems, LaMarcus Aldridge had to, retired from the league. Didn't see that one coming. He didn't see that one coming. Blake Griffin, however, had a great stand-up year, revitalized his career in Brooklyn. But we never could see the big three on the court together. I think they only played 13 games with each other or something like that in the regular season. We didn't get a chance to gauge how great this big three could be. I mean, Kevin Durant is a monster. Kyrie is a monster. James Harden, the bearded one. You have to fear the beard, a monster. And we didn't get to see these three guys play together. So we get ready to go into the playoffs. Milwaukee's on a roll, just swept the Miami Heat, and they're ready for the Nets. And then in game one, James Harden goes down. 43 seconds into the game, goes down. Hamstring injury, the very hamstring that has been bothering him all season. And I'm sorry, that happened against the Celtics. So now they don't have James Harden. So now you have Kyrie Irving and KD trying to hold down the fort until James Harden gets back. And then Kyrie goes down in game three with an ankle injury, landing awkwardly on Giannis Antetokounmpo's ankle. Forces James Harden to come back before he was ready. And we saw what the Milwaukee Bucks did to this team. Milwaukee won this series in a 7-game series. And the stars definitely came out to play in that series. We saw Kevin Durant average 35.4 points a game off nearly 50% shooting from the field. and gave you 10 rebounds and gave you 5 assists. Just playing out of his mind. And Giannis right behind him at 31.9% points a game in that series. Shooting at a 57.4% shooting average from the field. These two brothers was going at it. Who can forget the legendary game 5 from Kevin Durant? 49 points, 17 rebounds, 13 assists. I mean, just went nuts. Just went nuts. Doing what KD does. But Giannis was able to answer the call. And he came back and played a great game 6 and game 7. And the Milwaukee Bucks was able to knock off the Brooklyn Nets. Now, remember the drama in that game 7. We thought it was over with. KD Toe was on the line. Wasn't able to recreate that magic that he had in overtime that he had during the regular periods. Milwaukee Bucks were your winners, winning that series 4-3. And then we get to the Eastern Conference Finals where nobody saw an Atlanta Hawks team sitting there waiting to play against the Milwaukee Bucks. Because mind you, Atlanta had just beat Philadelphia in their own 7-game series. And we were starting to see the emergence of the very young, bright superstar known as Ice Trae Young doing his thing. And we saw in those first games, Atlanta comes out and beats Milwaukee at home. Nobody sees this coming. 116-113. Trae Young doing what Trae Young does. Putting the Milwaukee Bucks in that same awkward position that he put in against the Philadelphia 76ers. Saying either you're going to stop me from lane penetration, or you're going to and you're going to allow me to shoot the, throw the alley-oop. Or you're going to stay back on the center and allow me to hit these mid-range floaters, which Trae was pretty much mastering those shots. They were going back and forth in this series. Atlanta wins game 1. Milwaukee wins game 2. Milwaukee win game 3. Atlanta win game 4. Now remember, in game 3, Trae goes down. He was at like 30 points in that series already. In that game, in game 3. He goes down. He steps on the referee's foot, sprains his ankle. Now, Trae Young is gone, along with DeAndre Hunter, who the Hawks were already missing. A very bright young star on their roster. Great young player. So now Atlanta is very shorthanded and showed resilience in game 4. When they were already beating the Milwaukee Bucks before Giannis went down with his own injury when he hyperextended his knee trying to block a lob for Clint Capella, who still ended up connecting on that lob. I'm telling you guys, man, back and forth series, both stars going down. Atlanta shows heart, wins that game 4, 110-88. But then Milwaukee, behind Chris Middleton, who in game 6 played a hell of a game. Chris Middleton went nuts in that game, y'all. He scored 32 points overall. Now, he was 10-22 from the field and 4-10 from the three-point line. But it was his third quarter that gave a happy ending to the Milwaukee Bucks to lead them to the NBA Finals. Chris Middleton scored 16 straight points in the third quarter, 23 points overall in the third quarter. He almost outscored Atlanta as a team in the third quarter, who only had 29 points total as a team in the third quarter. Chris Middleton gave you 23 by himself in the third quarter. I had some help, though. Jrue Holiday finally decided to join back in on the playoffs. Was 11-23 from the field. Gave you 27 points. gave you 9 assists, gave you 9 rebounds, gave you 4 steals, gave you 2 blocks. That was the defender that they wanted when they spent that money on Drew. That's what they were paying for. A two-way player. A guy that could give it to you on the offense and the defensive side of the ball. Drew Holiday is a stud. And if you guys remember the earlier episodes of Rob's 2 Cents, that's all I've been screaming of how much of a great pickup Drew Holiday was for the Milwaukee Bucks. And now we look up, and Milwaukee is in the NBA Finals. Finally, after years of not being able to get over the hump, of not being able to win the big one, to win the one that matters, to win the one that counts, the Milwaukee Bucks have finally made it to the dance. But on the other side of that ball, they have a team that went through just as much adversity, just as much trials and tribulations to finally make it to the dance. One player in particular took him 16 years to make it to his first dance. But it don't matter how long it take you to get there. You just got to get there. And Chris Paul has finally gotten there, because he has led this Phoenix Suns team to an unbelievable playoff run in this NBA postseason. Let's talk about the road travel for the Phoenix Suns. First up was against the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, mind you, everybody, including myself, including a lot of the NBA analysts out here, thought that Chris Paul was a great pickup for the Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul is a great natural leader. It's just that his leadership style doesn't resonate well with other people. They don't want to listen. They don't want to get the lessons. Egos get in the way. When you got to let Chris Paul do what he do, because he is the point guard. Chris Paul is a monster. He's a pit bull. He does it on both sides of the basketball court. And Phoenix allowed Chris Paul to come in and lead. And this is the reason why they're going to the dance. We saw Phoenix was just really one leader away. They had everything in place. A rising big man in DeAndre Ayton. We're talking about a stud, a killer, assassin in Devin Booker. And then you bring in the point guard, Chris Paul, to put all this together. Phoenix goes up against the Los Angeles Lakers first. They end up beating the Lakers in a 6-game series, 4-2. Phoenix just having their way. Now, we do know Anthony Davis went down. He had already been battling. They called it an ankle injury, a knee injury. To me, it honestly looked like an ACL injury. But Achilles injury. He just looked like he was off his game. And he tried to toughen it out through the series, but it just wasn't enough for LeBron. LeBron was never quite the same coming back from his own injury. Remember when he sprained his ankle, kept him out for at least 2 months. Tried to come back, but LeBron never really looked the same after that ankle sprain. Couldn't be the MVP candidate that we had saw prior to the ankle sprain in the regular season. Yes, the Los Angeles Lakers hobbled through those games, and Phoenix took clear advantage. Now, we also saw an injury to Chris Paul, when Chris Paul had got a little stinger on his shoulder, which affected his shooting hand, which affected everything for Chris Paul. Couldn't run how he wanted to. Couldn't defend the way he wanted to. Couldn't shoot the way he wanted to. But Devin Booker stepped up. If we look in that series, Devin Booker averaged 29.7 points that series. The man was giving you 30 a game. DeAndre Ayton stepping up, giving you 16 points and basically 11 rebounds a game. And that's what the Phoenix Suns have been doing all year. Cameron Payne had some great games that series. Jay Crowder able to go back and forth with LeBron. What that told me is that this Phoenix team is not scared of the big stage. They were ready to be there. And they showed that most definitely. They made that statement in the second series in which they would see the Denver Nuggets. And they swept the Nuggets 4-0. No gentleman sweep. Clean sweep. Boston. Denver was able to win zero games, nil, against the Phoenix Suns. Mind you, we just seen Nikola Jokic be crowned MVP of the regular season. And he averaged 25 points, 13.3 rebounds, and 5.8 assists that series. But it was just nothing he could do against the Phoenix Suns. Now, granted, the Denver Nuggets were missing a key piece in Jamal Murray. Now, they tried to compensate. Remember, Jamal Murray went down in that ACL injury in the regular season. Denver goes to pick up Austin Rivers to try to replace that. Remember, they had just received Aaron Gordon in a trade deal with the Orlando Magic. So, Denver, we thought, was going to be one of the scarier teams in the NBA playoffs. Jamal Murray goes down, and that changes the complete makeup of this team. Austin Rivers, who in this series only averaged, what, 5.8 points a game in this series. We're talking about a Jamal Murray who averaged 21.4 points a game in the regular season. Just hard to replace that. Where did Aaron Gordon go? Only averaging 9 points throughout the series off 41% shooting? With that size and that athletic ability, they disappeared on the MVP. And Phoenix was able to get a clean sweep versus the Denver Nuggets. And then we get to the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, mind you, the Clippers, man, they come in hurting because now they don't have Kawhi who injured themselves in the Utah series. They have to rely on Paul George. And, no disrespect to Paul George, but, he couldn't lead his Indiana teams in the Eastern Conference against LeBron and the Miami Heat. Was able to take them to game sevens, but couldn't quite get Indiana over that hump. So I didn't expect him to be able to lead this Clippers team. And even though the Los Angeles Clippers were very secretive and really how bad Kawhi's injuries was, I kind of had a feeling that it was an ACL injury and we wouldn't see Kawhi for the rest, for any game of that Phoenix series. And I was right. Because that Phoenix series went to 6 games and Phoenix will beat the Los Angeles Clippers 4-2. And mind you, keep in mind that for the first 2 games for Phoenix, they were without Chris Paul, who had just tested positive for COVID-19, who then had to go into NBA's health and safety protocols. So the Phoenix Suns had a little bit more adversity to go through, being without their leader, being without the guy that brought them to the show. But who did they have to step up? They had D Book, as I like to call him, Devin Booker, shooting 25.5 points a game, giving you 5.8 rebounds a game, 4.7 assists a game. I'm telling you, man, he came out to play. Paul George had himself a great series, though, averaging 28.7 points that series. Along with 10.5 rebounds and 5.5 assists. Definitely was playing out there. Now Phoenix, even without Chris Paul, was able to come out there and have a great series, man. And I think that was more so a Cameron Payne doing his thing off the bench. The dancer, as a lot of people like to call him, because remember the dance sets that he would have with Russell Westbrook when he was with the Oklahoma City Thunder. He averaged 9.8 points that game was just a complete beast in dribble lane penetration and getting players in their spots, upping the pace because we know that Chris Paul plays at more of a methodical pace. He kind of controls the pace of the game with Cameron Payne. It was let's go, keep running, run the break. Able to get DeAndre Ayton out there on the break, who just had a breakout series in that series versus the Clippers. Chris Paul returns in game three, and from then on gives you 24 points. And we got to talk about the way that he responded to Paul George's legendary game. Now, we remember in game five, Paul George goes crazy. Paul George scores 41 points. He gets you 13 rebounds. He gets you 6 assists. So Chris Paul decides, and he only missed 5 shots as he was 15 or 20 from that game. And then Chris Paul comes back and has the game of his career to get to the NBA Finals because he matches Paul George 41 points with his own 41 points. As he scored 41 off 16 of 24 shooting and 7 of 8 from the three-point line, only missing 1 three-pointer, 8 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 steals, no turnovers. The point guard, showing why we call him the point god. And that set the stage, ladies and gentlemen, as the Phoenix Suns is able to destroy the Clippers 130 to 103 in a closeout game. Able to sweep the Clippers under the rug and get to the dance known as the NBA Finals. Chris Paul getting there in his 16th year of his legendary Hall of Fame career. And now the stage is set, ladies and gentlemen. The Milwaukee Bucks versus the Phoenix Suns. My prediction, you want to know what Rob's 2 cents is? I got Phoenix winning this series, and for 5 games if Giannis is not able to go, 6 games if Giannis is able to come back and be at least 75%. I got the Phoenix Suns winning this series. And it's going to be great to see Chris Paul hoist up that Larry O'Brien trophy, to see Devin Booker finally get the recognition as a superstar in this league, to see DeAndre Ayton continue to make those huge strides and those huge steps in his very young career. I am very excited to watch this team in the future, to watch them individually. We are seeing some great superstars emerge right in front of our eyes during this NBA postseason. We saw the play of Donovan Mitchell. We saw the play of Kevin Durant. We saw the play of Devin Booker. We've seen the play of DeAndre Ayton. We've seen the play of Cameron Payne. Chris Middleton finally stepping up and making a name for himself. Luka Doncic and the job he did with the Dallas Mavericks, almost single-handedly taking out Kawhi and Paul George by himself because Porzingis didn't show up. We've seen Ice Trey step up and through all the adversity of Madison Square Garden, of people spitting at him and saying, F you, Ice Trey. We saw how he was able to respond in that hostile environment and make a name for himself. We've seen some great play in this NBA playoffs. So let's look at the glass half full instead of half empty. Because I know it's been hard watching the teams go through injury after injury after injury. But what was expected was such a quick turnaround in which these players only got 2 months off, at least the players that played in the bubble, especially the players that played in the finals, only got 2 months off in a couple of days before they came right back into a very compact NBA season in which you still tried to play 72 games and at most nights, we're having 4 games in 6 nights. That's a lot of basketball on players. That's a lot of wear and tear. Injuries are going to happen. But the way that these teams were able to respond for other players that were sitting there on the bench waiting to get them getting their turns, able to come in, step up, and make an impact, kudos to them. Kudos to this NBA season. And I'm so excited to watch the NBA Finals again. I have the Phoenix Suns beating the Milwaukee Bucks in 5 games if Giannis can't come back healthy, in 6 games if Giannis is able to come back at least by game 3 and be at least 75% healthy. That's Rob's prediction. That's been Rob's 2 cents. Can't wait to see the moves that's going to be made in the offseason. I'm going to try to keep you guys up to date as much as I can. If you're not already following my Facebook page, Rob's 2 cents, make sure you guys go there. Make sure you guys catch me on Roku channel under the Rerun Sports Network, sports channel on Roku. That's the Rerun Sports 60 sports channel, hosted by and owned by Brother Jay Rouse, who's giving me a shot on his show. Man, just excited to see these things. Make sure you guys follow me on social media. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, man. I am trying to make a name out here for myself, guys. This has been episode 45. So excited, man. Had to come talk to you guys. Ready to watch these NBA finals. They're saying Giannis is expected to play tonight. I don't know how good he's gonna be. Breaking news to you guys before I end the show. So yeah, Giannis is expected to play tonight. Don't know how that knee is gonna go. I think the Suns are gonna come out and win game one. They are in Phoenix. They have to make a statement. Chris Paul and Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton has to make a statement tonight. And I think they're gonna do that, man. Make sure you guys tune in next week as we continue to discuss the what has went down so far in the finals, and also discuss on potential moves for NBA players during this off season that's gonna be coming up. Love you guys, man. We're getting ready for the NFL season, baby. As me personally, I'm getting ready for a big trade show season. So, it's gonna be some weeks that I'm not available to present this show. Hope you guys bear with me. I like doing what I love, but I also gotta do what I gotta do to pay the bills. You guys understand that. I love you guys, man. Hope you guys continue to have a great one, man. Remember to continue to set your goals. Make sure they're achievable goals. Keep your eye on the prize. Make a plan and then execute, baby. Hey, Cuzzo Jeff, appreciate you for coming on. And thank you, wifey. I appreciate the love. Man, gotta love your family, right? Again, this has been the boy that's hot, the boy Rob Scott with the hottest sports conversation in the nation. This has been Rob's 2 cents. And you guys already know the slogan, baby. Continue to be great and we gone. There's a bigger fight going on. There's a much bigger agenda than the streets. And I know sometimes it's hard to see that far in front of us. But we have to look past the illusions, look past the delusions of grandeur, and look at the bigger picture. We need to become better versions of ourselves each and every day. Fight for what you believe in. Because if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. We just getting started, baby. You guys know the slogan now. Hope you all have a great evening. And we go.